When we go to the ocean, we see three types of waves. It's a very calm, bit high tide, very high tide. Our mind also can be compared to the ocean. Small tides, if the waves are very gentle, we feel like walking close to the water, putting our feet in the water. We want to feel the water. And if the tides are becoming higher, general public stay away from the beach, whereas for a surfer, it is a treat. Surfer seizes that opportunity and make use of higher tides and enjoys. Even if it is higher than the tide, even surfer gets scared, but the shipping companies, they use the very high tide for their advantage. To dock in the port or come off the port, they need high tide, very high tide, then only ship can go. Otherwise, many times, ships are stuck in the port for many days because there is no high tide. The high tides are aligned with the moon movement on no moon or full moon days. The tides are, as the days are approaching them, tides also becoming higher. If it is very high tide, even the Met Department advises us not to venture near the ocean. Our mind also, we have three types of calm mind, very serene mind, like very gentle mind, very friendly mind, and the medium high tide and very high tide. We need all three types of tides in the mind. If it is very gentle, always gentle, we can't, our purpose is to leave also. If you are so gentle, you will be like a doormat, people will ignore. Your tides in the daytime change according to the profession you are in. In the early morning, when the dawn is still dark, it is, mind is very calm, serene. As the day breaks, as we move in, frequency increases in the daytime. If you are engaged in a busy meeting and discussion, your mind waves increases. You need all three tides, but it is a very high tide like a ocean, very high tide like in Brisbane, what is happening, they are advising all the boating people not to venture out. If you are very tired, your emotions are out of control. You can't manage yourself. You can't, you become a problem for others also. Others also cannot deal with you. A few of people I know that one of the members in the family, too emotional, too high tide, resulting in two families, their husbands called the police. Too high tide, sometimes it is very difficult to manage. We need not try to go to the ocean, it can happen at home also. The emotion, the tide management. Low tide, medium tide and high tide. High tides are required according to the situation, but you should be able to manage the tide. Emotions are in control. Make sure that it is not out of control. For surfers, even they go to Torquay. It is not enough tide, I will go there and to surf. For some people, if it is a meditation camp, for Vipassana, for example, 10 days, you are sitting for 10 days, too low tide, you become very calm, very gentle. With that tide, to do some job, you need higher tides also. You cannot manage with a very low tide for all profession. For you should be able to manipulate, and how to manipulate, in the Mandukya Upanishad, it talks about tides are compared to the mind waves. If I am a very lazy person, I don't want to get up. It's a long weekend. I asked one person why Prashant did not come. He said he was watching television up to 2 o'clock this morning. And so, mind is very tamasic. I can't get up. Mind has gone into tamasic mode. Tamasic mode and rajasic mode in the... If you are very dull person, you can't move properly. So, how the teachers train them, give them karma yoga. You go, do that one. They make them do so many things, at least you have come out of that laziness. You have to, Bhagavad Gita says, you have to suppress the tamas guna and sattva guna to bring out the rajasic guna. You have to be active. You cannot be in, if you go to any ashram, people say, I'm so tired of, sick and tired of this my work life, I want to go to Rishikesh and go into ashram. That is my theory. But when you go there, they won't let you free. Morning till evening, they will make you work. You do that one, do that cleaning, it's a kitchen, vegetable buying, cutting, and morning till evening, there you will be thinking, I think I was better off in Melbourne. And when you go there, and they won't let you to rest. You have to come out of your laziness, lethargy, so much of time is wasted, and it's a rajoguna. When the rajoguna is, you are matured, you know how to handle the rajoguna, then mind settles down. It is sattva guna. When you acquire, you know how to find the quietness, not to move away from that place. Laye sambodaye chittam vikshiptam shamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniyat samam praptana chalayet. When you know, how can I get to my calmness, I can modulate, I can manipulate my thought waves at will. When required, I can be very dynamic. I can be a go-getter to elevate my tide. I can be a go-getter. Or to dynamism in life, I want a bit of a high tide. I want to relax, stay calm, I want a low tide. I should be able to manage. Mandukya Upanishad says, if it is a very low tide, tamasic in nature, you wake it up, engage yourself in action, and dynamic. So dynamic, you should know how to relax also. Relax means not to go into tamasic, you go into sattvic, one level progression into sattvic mode. Calmness, serenity, when you acquire that one, never move away from that one. And talks about our brain waves, disturbed mind generally so engaged. It's between 12 to 30 cycles per minute. Hertz, 12 to 30 hertz, it's a brain waves, a frequency of the brain. It is a beta wave, it is called as beta wave, uncontrolled. When you learn, today we did mindful walking, and when, like Senthil said, after a while I got a hang of it, I could have continued for hours together. I will incorporate in my daily walking. Generally, when we go for a walking, we take a mobile phone along, keep on talking to somebody. This mindfulness, Senthil said, you will bring it to his daily life. This the mindful walking into the from beta to alpha, alpha brain waves calms down, relaxes. From 8 to 12 hertz, the cycles per second, from there mind is calm, serene, gentle. And if you are going into dream phase, brain waves further comes down, 4 to 8 cycles per second or hertz, 4 to 8 hertz brain waves. In the deep sleep, it is 0.5 to 4 hertz. These brain waves, these cycles are common. Deep sleep, waking, dream and waking. These three phases, brain waves goes in a pattern, without effort it goes. But the fourth one, beta, I mentioned. The dream, alpha is a calm mind, dream is theta, and sleep is called as delta. From there, the what is effort is required, it is called as a gamma phase. It is 30 to 100 cycles per second, where it happens. Yesterday I talked about, every day we get about 50,000 thoughts a day. So many, by the time I hang on to one thought, another thought has come and knocked it off. So many brilliant ideas comes, another I can't pursue because it has been knocked off by another thought. I can't hang on, the thought waves reduces. So I can, when the gap is there, another thought comes. When there is no gap, so I can sustain the same thought for long. In meditation, it is talking about elevating the mind to the gamma. You sustain the same thought waves without moving here and there. It's a gamma in meditation, in a yogic practice, in a yoga nidra is done to train our mind for theta phase. And deep sleep, anyway, we get in deep sleep experience, yoga nidra extension, theta phase, we experience that one. And wakeful state, it is called as jagrat. And sleep, dream is called as swapna. And third phase, deep sleep, sleep is called as turiya, turiya phase. Jagrat, Swapna, the sleep is called, deep sleep is called Sushupti, and there is the fourth one, it has to be acquired. Wakeful, dream and deep sleep are common to everyone. Wakeful, Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti, common, but the fourth one is called as Turiya. The Turiya means the fourth one. Supti means supta. Supta means sleeping. Sushupti means blissful sleeping. Blissful sleeping, the rishis of yore, they thought about when we sleep and get up, we say, I slept blissfully. But in the sleep, we are not aware that it was a blissful sleep. Only when we get up, we realize I may have a problem in my back, lower back, it's painful, but in the deep sleep, I have forgotten even that I have back pain. Even the pain has gone, my property, my bank balance, my investment, nothing is, I have no awareness of anything. No awareness, knowing that I do not know is there. In deep sleep, when I get up, I say, I did not know that I had a back pain. Awareness of I do not know is there. When I realize I do not know, happiness comes. In the wakeful state, we want to project that I know that one. I know everything. I want to know. I know everything. It is because of that one. So much of stress. In the deep sleep, I know I don't know. I wake up saying it was a blissful. In the meditation, it says, in the deep sleep, you are not aware. Can you experience that feeling, what you had in the sleep, deep sleep, consciously? That is meditation. Meditation is nothing but extra that in deep sleep, I did not experience that bliss. Only when I woke up, I know, or if I go into anesthesia under the anesthetic, I take that one, for half an hour, 1 hour, I don't know anything. When I get up, I say, I feel so refreshed. That when the happiness you derived during that time, how to experience during the wakeful state is called as the meditation. That is, the rishis wanted to find out how can we experience, take your mind to the fourth phase called as Turiya. And Patanjali, he talks about the Patanjali, the meditation. He say, tatra pratyak eka tanayata dhyanam. He talks about meditation is nothing but holding on to the same line of thought in your life. We are in the, you are, we want to be seen everywhere. I want to hang on to the same line of thought. The great achievers, if you read their biography, right from childhood, they were thinking again and again, same line of thought they were entertaining. Till they did not stop, till it is realized. Meditation is nothing but tatra pratyak ekatanayata. Ekatanayata, you are not getting mixed. Mixed with diluting that thought with others, you are holding on to the same line of thought. So, to do the meditation, I want to develop that one. How to do? There are various factors there mentioned. You have to observe. The time matters, place matters, the food matters, your lifestyle matters, and the type of work you do affects your meditation. You should be mindful of that one. For example, the time for meditation, sunrise in Melbourne close to 7 o'clock. Now, 7 o'clock, 1.5 hours before, is called as Brahmi Muhurta. From 5:30 to 7 o'clock is Brahmi Muhurta. 1.5 hours before that one, from 4 to 5:30 is called as Vishnu Muhurta. 1.5 hours before that one, 2:30 to 4 o'clock is called as Amrita Muhurta. These three are Rudra Muhurta, Shiva Muhurta. These three, Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma. The time is classified, the Brahmi Muhurta, waking up early, the Muhurta after sunrise. 7 o'clock after sunrise, if you are getting up, it is called as Asuri Muhurta. It is a demonic time. Demonic time is a destructive time. If you want to meditate, learn to get up before the sunrise. Sunrise is your meditation. You are back. Back is up before the Brahmi Muhurta, before the dawn. Birds can feel the energy when the dawn is still dark. Before that one, Vishnu Muhurta, 4 to 5:30, 1.5 hours, mind is very sharp, it's an appropriate time to do meditation. Even before that one, approaching towards the Vishnu Muhurta, Amrita Muhurta, it is Shiva Muhurta, it is 2:30 to 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, slowly your mind is waking up. Mind is waking up, Rudra Muhurta. You can do, but not to, you get ready for Vishnu Muhurta. Get up in Rudra Muhurta, get ready for Vishnu Muhurta, and start your sadhana. Sadhana, the time matters. Brahmi Muhurta and Vishnu Muhurta are highly recommended for our sadhana. Sadhana, mind becomes very sharp. Whatever you want to, suppose you have big presentation to do, get up at Vishnu Muhurta and sit for meditation. Whatever you had prepared, 1 month you prepared for the presentation, in Vishnu Muhurta, you are on the day of presentation, you are sitting for meditation. Whatever loose ends, whatever you did not think of, it will start appearing before you. Appearing before you as if some message is directly coming to you. Where it is coming? Yes, everything is here. Everything is within. It is not the first time we are embarked on meditation. So many lives, so many things we have learned. Everything has gone into black box and buried within. We have everything. Everyone has experienced so many lives we have gone through, but it is hidden within. Diamond is there, it is hidden within and covered by the soil, mud and what not. When you start doing meditation, whatever is hidden, slowly it's coming out. It is coming out to your aid. You will discover so many the messages from within. You need not have to refer to that author, what did he say, this author, what did he say, and those are all secondary information. When the message comes from here, from within, from the Vishnu Muhurta, that is the message, it cannot go wrong. If I take the message from other place, other sources, it can be wrong also, it can mislead. So, Vishnu Muhurta, to tap into the treasure house within. Your inexhaustible library is there, within. Go within every day, sit for meditation. Sit, the how people, the great people, people long to go to them, to hear them, where they are getting the messages. Are they reading, going through the ChatGPT or Google, where they are getting the messages? Where they are getting the messages, it is through Vishnu Muhurta. It's a black box, I said, it is called as Akashic record. Akashic record, so in the heart, there is a space. The space is called as Akasha. Space is there outside. Whatever I speak, that cannot be wiped off. It is there. That whatever we have learnt in the past, it is hidden deep in the heart, in the chambers of the heart, in the space in the heart center. You are going there, you are tapping into the sound, that treasure within. This heart, in the Tasyante Sushiram Sukshmam, in Narayana Upanishad talks about, this heart, the space, here is connected to the space there. Whatever recording is there, this heart can tune and tap it. It is buried within, you can synchronize the meditation, a must to become always creative. Why we are bored? Why we are bored? Because there is no creativity. We are not creativity. We are bored, so what we go for, it is called as entertainment. entertainment in Sanskrit, it is called as Manoranjan. Manoranjan. I am so bored, so to get over my entertainment, I want to see how players are playing whole night. I want to get entertained. They are entertaining, my mind is it's not entertained, I want others to entertain. When you are so inspired, you are a source of inspiration for others. You are never bored. Why I am depressed in my life? I had lost joy in my life. No creativity. Creativity has lost. When the creativity has gone, mind is very bored. I become a dull person, and wife will be saying, you are a very boring person. Husband will be saying, you are a boring person. Children complaining, your parents, you are very boring. I don't want to go to that friend, he is a very boring person. And if the creativity is not there, why we lose respect as we are aging, creativity has gone. People doesn't want to associate with old people, creativity has gone. Very boring person. Meditate, you are never short of the new ideas, new inspirations. New inspirations, meditate you must. Otherwise, as you are aging, you will be made redundant. Your own family members make you redundant. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to consult you for opinion. Because they know this person is not creative. Meditate. When you start meditating, you are highly creative. And how to meditate? You have to meditate in same place. Today in one room, another. Tomorrow, day after room, another room. Not that one. Have a allocated space in your house. That space is not for public visitors, cannot come. Allocate a corner of the room for your sadhana. It is not for public display. That when you start meditating, you start tuning the mind very quickly. Have a proper mat in the place where you are sitting, not to sit on the floor directly. You have dedicated cloth, cloth or wooden plank on that one, another cloth. People are not just walking on that one. It is your sacred space, not to allow people to walk on that one. It is your allocated space. In the direction also plays an important. When you are sitting for meditation, face east or north for best result. Not willy-nilly, you are facing east or north. If both are not available option, then west. But no, you are not facing south. South, not facing south. East or north. If not available, west, but not south. You are facing that direction. Direction matters. In sitting, in Bhagavad Gita, it talks about Shuchodeshe Pratishtapishottaram. And Tatrekagram Manakritva Yatachitendriya Kriyaham Upavishya Asane Yunjat Yoga Atma Vishuddhaye. Samam kaya shiro grivam dharayan achalam stiraha sampreksha nasika gramstvam dishaschana avalokayan. In three shlokas, it talks about the process. Shucho deshe. Have the purity of that place. One is external place is pure and you are not using your mobile phone to chit chat with people. In the mobile phone is not ringing. You keep the phone outside. Shucho deshe pratishtapya sthiram. Your seat should be firm, not very soft and you sink down. Sthiram asanam atmanaha. When you are sitting, your mind should not be too hard, too soft. It should be conducive for the body and the mind. and it is not too high, you are not sitting on the high chair and trying to meditate, and it's close to the ground, otherwise fear of fall is there. And ekagram, when you are sitting for meditation, the best place for meditation is the eyebrow center. You are focusing on the eyebrow center. Before that one, have a, to create an ambience, have an altar in front of you, a chosen ideal in front of you, what you revere as sacred. In front, every day, you, if it is conducive, like you are welcoming the guest, wash that your ideal and offer flower from the garden, your tulasi, offer fruit. It's a fruit. It is a ritual. Why ritual is required? Without ritual, life becomes very boring. You need rituals to enjoy, to invoke the bhava from the heart. When you are offered, light up a lamp. Lamp not with petrol or diesel, it is with ghee or sesame, teal oil, mustard oil. Light up a lamp every day, and the lamp part I will cover after the next break. And you sitting back, neck and head in one line, and gaze between the eyebrow center. Eyebrow center, when you are here now, you are observe your breathing, how the breathing is going. Breathing is not erratic. And you are sitting for meditation, you should know I am sitting here to purify my thoughts. Upavishya asane yunjat yoga atma vishuddhaye. I should know I am meditating to distill my mind. My mind, so many thoughts comes, so many unwanted stuff comes. I want to clarify my thought. Like in a rainy day, in the lake, you can't see the bottom. After a couple of days of rain stops, you can, the mud, all mud has settled down, you can look at the bottom of the lake. So is, when you start meditating regularly, people say, I can't meditate. We will do the workshop on that one. We can't meditate. Thought is, all thoughts comes. Why all thoughts comes? So many thoughts, right from childhood, from past life, we have suppressed many thoughts. It did not get an opportunity to come out. When you are sitting, now, suppressed, we have put the lid on that one. When you are sitting for meditation, the lid slowly gets loosened, suppressed emotions are coming out. Just observe, not to react, not to, yes, naturally suppressed thing got to come. Otherwise, if you are meditating, it won't be successful. Let the thought, suppressed thought comes out, that is called as pratyahara. Pratyahara means what is unwanted things should come out. Like spring cleaning, you take out unwanted stuff from the mind. It is a natural way of cleaning. And not to give up your meditation. When I sit, it's a waste of time. So much of thoughts comes. Yes, let it come. Not to give up. Try, perceive that one. Perseverance, you perceive that one for one mandala for 42 days. You see the remarkable improvement in that one. And while sitting, try to sit on the floor. Why asanas we are doing? Asanas so that you are able to sit. If it is difficult for elderly people to sit on the floor, then you can sit on the chair, not on the very soft sofa. So, sofa, if you sit, your back becomes crumbled, back samam kaya shiro grivam, back neck and head in one line, and sampreksya nasika gramstvam. It is talking about your vision between the eyebrow center. I am gazing so calm. You are not looking here and there. Keep looking at that one. It is like a Shambhavi mudra. Shambhavi mudra. And when you are, you practice that one, you walking, meditative walking we did, it is, I have done that one, I will forego morning walking, not that one. Morning meditation. Morning meditation is a must. In case if you are on a night shift, you can do it when you are comfortable, but meditation is a must. No excuse that I am working night shift, I can't do meditation. Next one, it talks about the food. The food what you eat has a bearing on the mind. If you eat too spicy food, too rich food, it affects your meditation. If you eat food associating with the wrong people, negative people, worldly people, your mind also start thinking like that. When you are eating, that is the best, they say, eat quietly. Eat quietly, observe what you are eating. Stomach doesn't have teeth, your mouth has teeth, chew the food 32 times, drink your food, eat your drink. Means not to just gulp water and slowly chew such that it becomes like a liquid. When you chew, saliva has produced. When the saliva has produced, your digestion load on your stomach reduces. Obesity problem because saliva is not produced, you are just gulping. You are just throwing the food into your throat and no chewing. Undigested food, it cannot, if it is not eliminated, it gets accumulated. Chew and also the avoid frozen food. Direct from the fridge, frozen food, no aroma. No aroma, aroma why fresh cooked food is the best. The aroma triggers the saliva. The aroma itself, the saliva is triggered, it is then kitchen is on, kitchen is stomach. Aroma is saying, yes, saliva is produced, now kitchen is ready, I am ready to digest. Frozen food, there is no aroma and saliva is not produced, you have not tasted, you are eating. So, eating mindfully also, mindful of what you are eating. Like in a movie theater, I buy a big bucket of popcorn, whole movie I am eating bucket after bucket, I don't know what I ate, I just throwing. That is, so our let us incorporate while eating. Many of you are browsing through your mobiles also. At least 10 minutes mobile free and concentrate on what you are eating. Concentrate on what you are eating and be thankful that you are able to eat. Half the world population doesn't have enough to eat also. You are so fortunate to have food. Be thankful for the food. When you are upset, not to eat. When you are upset, when you eat, the same food will turn out to be a poison. The same food will turn out to be, I will demonstrate that one also, that the food what you are eating should be fresh, succulent, juicy. Avoid ready to eat. Nowadays is ready to eat, we are so busy, ready to eat, it's avoid that one. Freshly cooked food, even 10-15 minutes extra, it is okay. Takeaways, ready to eat, you avoid. Restaurants also, minimize that one, not an everyday affair. Minimize restaurant, preference for the children also, home food, cooked food. mother's food is the, or if father is cooking, that is the best food for the children. They say by 2050, the half the, more than 60% of the population will be obese. Because too much of the tasty food, takeaway food from the ready to eat. It is taking a toll on our children's next generation's health also. Then when your gratitude should be there, mindfulness is a gratitude. Gratitude for everything what you have. Not to the gratitude comes through your simple living. If you are living very hi-fi living, I have money, I don't care, I buy party wear, shoes for every party, dress for every party, I don't care, I have money, I use and throw it. Not that one. As your so-called standard of living, your necessities in life increases, your meditation is not possible. Simples. We are leading our lives to impress others, impressing family members, impressing my friends in the social media. Have you ever thought of impressing yourself? After all, it is your life. You have come here to lead your life. I have forgotten how to lead a life for myself. I am busy only leading life for others. I'm leading, when your necessities in life reduces, gratitude increases. Gratitude, you are happy for small things in your life. If I'm, my necessities increases, my standard of living has gone up. If somebody gives $100 worth of present, I will see only $100, I have this one, throw it. No respect for that person, no respect, no gratitude in your life. Without gratitude, there is no meditation. Thankful that what you have. Thankful to your lineage. What you are, it is not one person's making. So many people have contributed to become what you are now. If you are successful, it is not your single effort. So many people, right from childhood, they put their shoulders, given their shoulders for you to climb up. Be grateful, not to ignore the country where you are born from. Not to, the country has given something, not to criticize your country, not to criticize your tradition, culture, language. Be grateful, because of that I am what I am now. Without that one, how can I be? So many people in the pyramid, the last stone at the top, at the top, it's so proud I reached. But the stone cannot forget. I am here because of so many layers of stones. They supported me up to get to here. If the last stone is not grateful, if the lower layers crumbles, it will fall down. Fall is the greatest fall. Try to be, as you are growing up higher in your life, become simple and simpler, reduce your necessities. Necessity is gratefulness. Otherwise, the fall will be great. The fall will be great. The mark of a person, evolved person, a meditator, very gentle. Very gentle, and the greatness of that meditator is simplicity. Not in show-off. Not in show-off what I have. Simple living. And other one, the mind also, managing gratitude and spending time for yourself, in the talking level also, anudvega karam vakyam satyam, try to tell the truth. I'm only living for myself. In the business world, full of lies. I have to tell so many lies to the people to get the mileage. Truthfulness is required. Even in the corporate level, you got to be, yes, I may lose a deal, it's okay. Otherwise, if the wrong methods, corrupt methods, it will not only ruin your meditation, can ruin your life also. Satyam priyam hitam chayate. Your life should not be, it's not a nuisance for others. Mana prasada saumyatvam, always calm mind. If I can't meditate, I am very agitated, not to blame others. Bhikkhan managed to agitate me, that means I am agreeing that that person is stronger than me. That person agitated me means that person is stronger than me, has control over me. I have to reinforce, I am strong. Nobody can agitate me. If somebody is agitating me, I am not letting off my mind to surrender to others to take control. Mana prasada saumyatvam, maunam, talk little. Today's test also, during lunch time, we'll see that one. Talk little, maunam, atma vinigraha, senses under control. Senses under control, and always try to observe these tips. Meditative, meditation. I said benefits of meditation. Yesterday I talked about laghutvam. You feel the lightness in the body, lightness in the mind. Your health improves. Glow in the face increases, luster in the face increases, radiance increases, varna prasadam, swara saustam, command over your voice increases. If you are a orator, you want to talk, the mind and speech get aligned. Otherwise, I need a cue card every time what I am going to say. Mind and it is aligned, voice modulation. Command over speech increases. It increases through the meditation. And your excretion reduces. These are the byproducts. Laghutvam, arogyam, aloluptvam. Your contentment in life increases. You are happy with small things. Aloluptvam, varna prasadam, swara saustram, gandha shubham. Another benefit of meditation, the odor from you, the body starts emitting fragrance. Gandha shubham. Some people, if you go near them, they stink. That is why they use deodorants. As you start practicing, the odor in the body increases. Radiance increases. In the story of Buddha, it talks about Angulimala. He saw the Buddha from far distance, could able to see so much of peace, so much of radiance. It's emitting. We also, the source of attraction for us is in your presence, things settles down. Your ambience, your aura has an effect on healing the community. Your aura is so positive. So positive calms the energy around you. If the negative person always going out, your negative aura can bring in sickness to others. Sickness, positive, when you start doing your aura around you. So positive, it has a healing effect. And how the meditation is not a withdrawn person goes and sleeps. It talks about meditator is very highly energetic. How that person, mukta sangona aham vadi driti utsaha samanvitaha siddha siddho nirvikara karta sattvika uchyate. Meditator, how? It's concluding, I'm talking about, you are doing meditation, meditator is not a drain. One person was telling, his wife was complaining him, you are wasting your time sitting on your bum for 1 hour. Do something in the kitchen. Do the cleaning. It's a waste of time. And a meditator is not a lazy person. It is strong talking. Mukta sangona aham vadi. That not attached to the outcome, dhriti. so focused, so energetic, so dynamic. Mukta Dhriti, Utsaha, full of energy. Meditator is not a lazy person. I don't want to move. I'm happy to sit in the corner of my room. Please allow me not to disturb. Not that one. It is Utsaha, filled with, bubbling with energy. Source of inspiration for others, Utsaha Samanvitaha. That person, so busy, so engaged, not worried about, throws one's heart behind action, not worried about the outcome, whether success or failure, I am not worried. I am enjoying the moment, my actions are meditative. I am enjoying, outcome is not in my hands, I am not bogged down. That is outcome of meditation. Why meditation a must? To change the game of your life. Meditation is, everyone needs that one. We need this meditation concept in everyone to be a role model. For our children, we have to be role model. Our grandchildren, we have to be role model. And we have to dedicate our life, whatever opportunity we have got, whatever time we are given to occupy the space, we have to offer it to the Lord, the indweller of all, who pervades everywhere. If you go to a king, if you are giving something, you won't give only a cheap item. You want to give the best. So, the one, it pervades everywhere. Everything belongs to him. You don't want to give ordinary life for him. My only best I give is once a week I go to a place of worship or put some money in the donation box. Not that one. It says when he is there, you invoke the best in you through the meditation. Bring out the best and offer it. The best in me is at your feet. That should be the concept. Meditator, not just, do I have to give how much? Oh, 50 cents, okay, 20 cents. Not that one. Bring out the best in you and offer Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavihi, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadina. I am here to offer my best to the highest. I don't want to give out the wretched. I want to invoke physically, mentally, spiritually. I have to learn. I have to become the best. My best, I have to offer it to him. Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havihi. I offer everything and everything dedicated to him. My life, entire best in my life, I have invoked and have given to him. That is, meditation is the mark of a person who lives beyond the shelf life. If you want to be remembered, even after you go, meditation is not an option. It is a must. Bring out the best. Not to take excuse, sorry sir, I can't come. Long weekend, I want to sleep in. I want to go on a holiday. Bring out the best. Whenever you come across a teacher so inspired, I don't want to miss this opportunity. I want to bring out my best. I have to offer. Then, it's a fruit of meditation. What you get, you become priceless. You become priceless, you are not replaceable. Nobody can replace you. You become so unique, so special, you will be remembered even after your shelf life. Meditation. Meditate, we must.